I think I'm safe in saying that the gospel we've just read records the most unusual miracle that Jesus ever worked. Tax collectors came around, looked up Peter and said, "Where's the tax?" Peter knew they didn't have the money. He was asked, "Does your master pay the tax or not?" "Oh, sure he does, but no money." Christ knew what had happened. And he told Peter, "We are not obliged to pay the tax." Peter must have nodded his head. "That's right." But in order not to give scandal to the people, let's pay it. Peter knew they had no money. Go to the lake, the first fish that bites, open its mouth, and you will find twice as much. Isn't that good? Twice as much as the tax really was. We could spend the rest of the day in commentary, but just one very important lesson. Notice our Savior said, "We're not obliged, but so as not to dissatisfy the bystanders, let's pay the tax." What money they didn't yet have. I don't think we too often reflect on the importance of the example we give other people. We all know we should not give a bad example. That is, doing things that are morally wrong, that others will see and will be scandalized and be tempted to do the same thing. We know giving bad example is sinful. But I don't think we as often reflect on the fact that we have two obligations. One in justice, not to give a bad example, and one in charity, to give good example. We are always on display. Always, I would say always. When you least think someone is watching, someone is watching. One practice of charity we are liable to overlook is edifying people. Now that doesn't mean going around deliberately with a pious look on our face, edifying people, looking around, am I edifying somebody? But knowing in whose company I am, they be in conversation? I think for a moment. How would this person like me to behave? What would help this person? What does he or she need? And by the way, as I trust you agree, our deepest needs are not material. They are of the spirit. The most important thing we need can't be weighed or handled or felt. What people most need is what's inside of us. Consequently, in the spirit of the gospel we read, I would recommend every day asking ourselves, now, not how I have misbehaved in the company of others, and as a result, disedifying or giving people a bad example, frankly, leading them into sin. But what have I done? Or what have I said? Or maybe what have I not done or not said that would build up? The verb edify comes from the same root as the noun edifice, build up. People need to be built up, to be strengthened in their practice of virtue by seeing others. And as always, be sure to include ourselves among those others. But because they see us and have witnessed what virtue we've practiced, kindness, patience under provocation, a little act of service. The man next to me on the plane was on his way to Houston. I suspected he was a county, but I wasn't sure. But he was. I had my office to say, and I had a lot of work to do. But I said to myself, I may never meet this man again this side of eternity. Sure enough, he needed building up. And what little I could give, squeezed into a narrow seat on a United Airlines, I gave him. Let's ask our Savior to teach us. First, what we are doing that we should not be doing, so as not to give bad example. But especially, what might we do? And you've got to be shrewd. You've got to think ahead. You've got to know whom you're talking with or to, or in whose company you are. And ask the Savior, what can I say? What might I do? What may be a little thing, as far as I am concerned, that is important in that person's life that the Savior might enlighten and inspire us to edify everyone who enters our lives, to build them up, strengthen them, encourage them, inspire them. Because, as I've been saying over the years, none of us will get to heaven alone. Either we've helped other people reach heaven with us, or we won't get there ourselves. Jesus, the light of the world, enlighten us on how to help others please you in this world and reach heaven with you in eternity. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.